for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
Here at Slippy with you, live from St. Mary's, Kansas, as the Bears at 9-2 on the season will take on the Centralia Panthers. Brought to you by Peru State College, Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. So, just like last week, we have the number one and number two teams in the K-Preps polls going at it once again. And pretty incredible, Centralia playing back-to-back number two ranked teams in the K-Preps rankings. And they haven't allowed any opponent to score over 8 points in their three playoff games so far, outscoring their opponents in the playoffs 90-23. And all three other games have been in Centralia, of course, until tonight. And only once this season, Centralia's very, very good defense has only allowed 20 points or more, and that was right at 20 points against Riverside, kind of lulled their way in that game. They're able to get the win 26-20. But other than that, this defense has been near-perfect all season long. It's been their bread and butter for many, many a season. Well, this is the sixth consecutive playoffs that Centralia has made. They are 15-4 in those years, and they are 6-3 against St. Mary's since 2004. This is their third meeting in the playoffs since then, with the last playoff meeting being a 30-20 St. Mary's win in Centralia. That was in 2007. And as for these Panthers, they're looking for their first win versus St. Mary's in the playoff game since 2009. And that was a 40-0, the most recent meeting between the two teams was a regular season game in which Centralia won 40-0. That was in 2019. Notice those 2 years, 2009, 2019, both state title years for Centralia. And of course, Centralia looking for their first state title since 2019. Under first-year head coach Roger Holhouse, who is 11-0, has not lost in his tenure at the helm of Centralia so far. Centralia has had a lot of success in their sub-state games as of late. They've won their last four and have went on to win state titles in each of those years. That was 19, 13, 11, and 09. And in 09, as mentioned, defeating St. Mary's in the sub-state round. That was 34-28. Well, last week for Centralia, it was an 8-7 win over Opie, and it was the last time they beat Opie was in 2019 when they won that state title, of course, and it was the first time that they held Opie to under 20 points in their most recent matchups. Trent Talley went just 3-for-9 over the air, but had 79 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown, that being, of course, the only score of the game, and the ever-important two-point conversion was scored by Drew Gibbs, who had 19 carries for 112 rushing yards. And Maverick Becker had a very nice day on the defensive side of the ball. We'll talk about his stats on the season in just a little bit. And overall, pretty solid offensive day, all things considered. 206 rushing yards for Centralia. Pretty good against a very good Opie defense. As for Opie, they were held to just 186 passing yards and 42 rushing yards on the day. There was 8 sacks and a fumble recovery for that Centralia defense. Well, on the season, taking a look at some of the individual statistics for the Centralia offense, Trenton Talley has a 52.2% completion percentage. He's converted on 48 of his 92 pass attempts, has 9 touchdowns, 5 interceptions with 931 passing yards, could surpass 1,000 today. He has himself a pretty good day, and as of right now, averaging 19.4 yards per completion, so he doesn't get a whole lot of them, but when he does, usually he's able to make some pretty big plays. Also on the ground, he is also nearing 1,000 yards. He has 123 carries for 908 of those yards with 14 touchdowns and 7.4 yards per clip. And talking about Maverick Becker, he is their leading wide receiver. He leads the team in receptions, yards, and receiving touchdowns with 16, 438, and 4, respectively, averaging 27.4 yards per catch. Also has a pretty solid year on the ground, could surpass 500 rushing yards. He has 482 on 54 carries, averaging 8.9 rushing yards per carry. That leads the team. Also has 4 rushing touchdowns. And how about his defensive efforts? I'm sure Centralia fans have been hearing this statistic a lot this season, but he has 10 interceptions, including a pick six. Yes, you heard that right. For those who have not been familiarized with the Centralia team, Maverick Becker has 10 interceptions on the defensive side of the ball this season. As for Drew Gibbs, on his season. He had 16 rushing touchdowns on 117 carries and 712 yards. He also has a receiving touchdown on 45 receiving yards, 6.1 yards per carry for Gibbs, the leading ball carrier. And how about Brody Grossnickel? What a year he's having. He leads the team with 108 tackles. Pretty phenomenal year for the linebacker at 3.5 sacks as well. This is an offense that hasn't been scoring with the best of the state, but they've been getting enough to get wins. They are, as of right now, averaging 308.5 yards per game, 223.5 rushing yards a game, though. Pretty solid there, but only 85 passing yards a game. But they do average 7.1 yards per play. A lot of long drives, slow drives for Centralia as they like to run kind of some misdirection with the wishbone, and they are allowing 10.6 points per game. Send it to a break. We have National Anthem. More here on our Game of the Week, KMZA 92.1.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
As harvest progresses and comes to a close, Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. They hope your year has been full of abundant blessings. As you gather with family in thankful celebration, please remember to thank the farmers that grow all the bounty you enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving from Beth Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca.
What's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
Kansaland Radio.
For the break, we looked at Centralia. Now take a look at their opponent, the St. Mary's Bears. Come in at number 2 in the K-Preps poll, their highest ranking of the season by far. And they made back-to-back playoff appearances this year and last year after missing the last 3 playoffs. Their last sub-state appearance before tonight was in 2009 when they lost to Centralia in that 34-28 win when the Panthers went on to win their first ever state title. Last year was their first season also finishing above 500 since 2009, and it was actually a first-round exit, but they finished the year 5-4. The last state title appearance for St. Mary's was in 2006, losing to Smith Center 56-26. They actually had 4 losses going into that game. They were 9-4 and ended the season 9-5. So as for their path, they won against Jackson Heights 46-14. They kind of had a tough first half. They struggled a little bit. Jackson Heights, the Cobras, they kind of lurked around a little bit, but eventually you're able to pull away late. And then a very surprising 26-0 shutout against Troy in the regionals. Of course, it was very cold and very wet. That was the reason why Reagan Hartman wasn't able to get going. But, of course, that St. Mary's defense has been very good this season. But, Reagan Hartman, one of the best quarterbacks among all classifications, was stymied to 0 points by that St. Mary's defense in the regional round. And then, of course, last week, going to Pittsburgh, Kansas, and defeating St. Mary's Colgan in the sectionals 36-12. So I guess you could say that all their playoff games have been at St. Mary's, if you will. A little bit of a joke for you. But this is their third playoff home game, and they have a chance to get back to the state title game for the first time in a decade and a half. They're under third-year head coach Kyle Schenck, 17-12 so far in his young career at the helm of the Bears, 3-1 in playoffs so far. And you talk about just a turnaround of this St. Mary's program. They went 3-6 in his first year in 2020, and as mentioned, 5-4 with their first playoff appearance in 5 years. And then this year, they are 9-2 with their deepest playoff run in over a decade, in 12 years. They're led by quarterback Keller Hurla. That's a great last name for a quarterback. He has 111 pass attempts completed over a span of 188 attempts total for 59% completion percentage. He has 2,096 passing yards. He surpassed the 2,000-yard mark last week versus Colgan. He has 24 touchdowns to just 2 interceptions. How about that for a TD to INT ratio? He also can kill you on the ground as well with 146 carries for 960 rushing yards at 6.6 yards per clip. He also has 18 rushing touchdowns, I beg your pardon, for 42 touchdowns total on this season. The Rezac brothers are great athletes for the team, with James Rezac starting at running back. He has 47 carries for just over 300 yards and 5 touchdowns, and his brother Howie has 24 carries for 147 yards and a rushing touchdown. He also leads the team. Actually, no, bigger part, he does not lead the team. He's actually fourth in the team in receptions at 13 with 139 receiving yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. And they have 3 receivers that they love a lot that you're going to see get a lot of action tonight: Kaysen Gomez, Abe Horacha, and Nate Hutley. As of right now, Horacha leads the team in receptions with 32. He has 580 receiving yards with 7 touchdowns, which is tied for the lead with Kaysen Gomez, who has 28 receptions for 721 yards, which that leads the team. Also leads the team in yards per reception at 25.8 with his 7 scores. That's for Nate Hutley. He has 6 touchdowns on the year, 447 yards on 25 catches at 17.9 yards per reception. So this is a very explosive offense in St. Mary's at 4,109 total yards, 2,142 over the air, and 1967 on the ground, so very even. They average 373.5 yards per game, and as mentioned, a very balanced offense at 8.4 yards per play. But that defense is also very good. These two teams are very similar in terms of their statistics are concerned, just overall, just a broad look at their statistics. But, of course, you're going to have Centralia that's more run-heavy. St. Mary's is more of a balanced running versus passing attack. But their defense is both very good. St. Mary's is only allowing 13 points per game. And the Bears, how about this? They pitched 4 shutouts this season. Centralia has only pitched 1, but they've been more consistent in terms of not allowing a whole lot of points each and every game, as opposed to St. Mary's. They allowed 40 points in 2 games. In their 2 non-league games early on in the season, they allowed 40-plus points. All right, so they're doing the coin flip. We're going to step aside for one final break. You're listening to our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College, here on KMZA 92.1 FM.
Knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC. We'll be right back.
KMZA.
Centralia to return first. Maverick Becker to return back deep. Also back there, Trenton Talley. And also back there for the Panthers is number 22, Reese Tanking, the junior. And we're going to get this thing underway from St. Mary's, Kansas. A chilly evening, of course. Temperatures in the low 20s. Not very much wind, though, at all. So not quite as, it could be a lot colder than it was earlier this morning when it was a lot windier. And when I woke up this morning, wind chill was negative 5. But some fine, fine football weather in late November in Kansas as he gets a roller to Becker, gets returned to the 30, gets the 35, and gets hit hard at the 38-yard line. That was Casey Gomez, the senior, with the tackle. Take a look at our starting lineups for Centralia at wide receiver, Brody Grossnickel and Maverick Becker. At running back, Drew Gibbs and Brock Reinicke, with Trent Talley at quarterback. On the offensive line, Nick Thompson, Drew Rumbo, Will Steinlogge, Derek Ronnebaum, Miles Wimberly, and Colton Slater. Actually, mark them down to the 39-yard line, first and 10, for that tightly run offense from Coach Holthouse. Man in motion is Becker, keeper, left side, and not much running room for senior running back Drew Gibbs. Got back to the 40-yard line, so gain of 1 on the first play of the game.
There by
the biggest matchup of the evening is going to be this St. Mary's offense versus that Centralia defense. Strength versus strength. Can Centralia, once again, like last week and like they've been able to do all season, get not the prettiest offensive day, but get enough points to just win the game? 4 men in the backfield. To the right side, it's going to be Talley. Gets hit the 40. And is able to fall forward to the 41.5-yard line. It'll be 3rd down and 8. Mentioned that St. Mary's defense allows just a hair over 13 points a game. Centralia's just averages a little over 10 a game. So we could see a low-scoring game possibly, but Centralia has the ability to slow the game down and make these games go by a lot quicker. So we could at the low-scoring matchup, despite both offenses also being very successful this season. So 3rd and 8. And up right side, Becker on a sweep, gets taken down at the 45-yard line for a gain of 3, and it is 4th down and 5. Fourth down and 4.
By Maverick Becker, Keller Hurla in on a tackle.
I'll actually say that second down play went for 2 yards from Talley.
4th and 4, make it a long 4.
So we'll see what they do here, if they want to go for it and set the tone for the game, or if they'll just boot it away and trust their defense to get the stop and get the ball right back. Looks like they are going to punt it. Drew Gibbs will be booting it. And spiraled the kick and goes out of bounds past the 30-yard line. We'll see where they mark it out. Back to return was Nate Hutley. They will mark it out at the 28.5-yard line. That is where St. Mary's will get their start. So I asked Coach Schenck, give me your starters. He said, no, we don't want to give out starters. We like to rotate a lot of guys, so we feel that naming starters is pointless. So that is what he told me. So looking at their leading receivers again, it's Nate Hutley, Abe Hiracha, and Kaysen Gomez. James Rizak starting running back, Keller Hurla at quarterback. See a lot of Howard Rizak as well. They like a lot of 4 wide out options, and they're going to do that right here with 3 to the right, 1 to the left from the far side hatch at the 28-yard line of the Bears. A little push pass. This goes out to Hiracha, and getting to the 30-yard line is stopped there by multiple Panthers.
Pass there to
Hiracha. So that one goes for progress, spotted at the 31-yard line, so a 3-yard gain. Hey, Hiracha, 6 foot, 195 pounds, senior. The 2nd and 7 from the 31, 9:20 to go, opening quarter. You're scoreless. Keeper, left side, Hurla, gets to the secondary, first down, all the way to the 44-yard line. 13-yard scamper for the quarterback.
Keller Hurla on the carry, 12-yard gain, and that's good for the first St. Mary's Bears.
They'll say that was a 12-yard gain. I'll look down at the 43. And it's very likely that Hurla is going to surpass the 1,000-yard mark here tonight as he Came into the game at 960, of course, getting to 972 after that one. Quick math.
On the 43.
Perla, empty backfield, four wide receiver set yet again. Going to his right, looking deep, looking, firing near side. That ball is caught at the 49-yard line of the Panthers.
Complete to Payson Gomez.
Payson Gomez with his first catch of the game.
Gain, second and two for the Bears.
Gain of eight. Two for two is Hurla. Gomez with his first catch of the day and his 29th of the season. So it'll be second and two from the Centralia 49-yard line. 8:18 remaining in the opening quarter. First possession for St. Mary's. Sub-state round, Class 1A playoffs. Hurla in the gun. One man in the backfield, faking it to Gomez, firing far side. Man wide open. He's got him at the 30-yard line. Taking down the 21 is once again Abe Hiracha. Gain of 28.
And that's good for another St. Mary's Bear.
And just outside the red zone. And I'll say it was actually a 27-yard gain, but either way, a very solid play. Hiracha wide open over the middle of the field. Just a missed assignment from that Centralia secondary.
122.
Sorla, one man in the backfield. That is Howard Rizak. Man in motion, faking it to him, keeping it as Hurla gets past the 20 to the 18-yard line, gain of four, second and six. Second run of the game from Keller Hurla.
Gets past the 20 up to about the 18. Looks like a 4-yard gain.
This definitely does have the potential to be a shootout as well. Really, honestly, there isn't really a single outcome of this game that would really surprise, that shouldn't surprise anyone. Besides maybe a blowout one way or the other. Would be a little bit surprising. Empty backfield, Hurla, with only two wide receivers this time, man in motion. Standoff right side to Huntley. He gets tripped up, taken down at the 11.
Hey, Huntley on the
and game. That is enough for a first down. He needed six, he got seven.
6-yard gain, and that's good for another St. Mary's Bear.
So Nate Huntley with his first touch of the game. Huntley has more carries than receptions on the year. That was his 28th carry of the day. Excuse me, of the season, beg your pardon. Rizak in the backfield. They'll give it to Howard. Rizak up the middle, gets hit, and good job by that defensive line of the Panthers to limit it to a gain of three. Beg your pardon, that was James Rizak. James is 33, and Howard is 30, number-wise, of course. James is a senior, 6'2", 220. Howard, 6'1", 185, sophomore. Rizak, 47 carries on the year. Howard Rizak has 37 touches total, 13 receptions, 24 carries. Man in motion, and fake it. Hurla keeps it, and he dances his way into the end zone.
Touchdown, St. Mary.
Keller Hurla gets on the board. 6-yard rushing touchdown for the senior quarterback. And St. Mary's up 6-0. St. Mary's does have a kicker who can't make extra points. We'll see if they do that here. They are going to go for two. Saw last week, Centralia hold Opie to an extra point on their lone touchdown. It'll be Perla walking in, and that was easy against a very good Centralia defense. So the Bears make it look easy in their first possession of the game, moving the ball 72 yards down the field. 6:10 left to go, opening quarter, 8-0 St. Mary's. Listening to the game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters with great prices for all your applications, and they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
There are a lot of jobs out there. come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Matt Becker with a nice return to the 39-yard line. It's really a good field possession for the second consecutive drive, but last time they had it, it was a quick three and out. As for St. Mary's, they had a 72-yard drive with 6:10 left in the first quarter. It was a Hurla rushing touchdown from 6 yards out. Your drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from deck, online at highlandcc.edu. Centralia looking for more success on this second drive. Tally Gibbs and the crew, as it'll be a keeper for Tally, gets to the 40 to the 43-yard line, gain of 4 on the opening play on their second drive.
Here there by Tally.
Longest play of the game for Centralia so far, make it second and 6. We'll just see Centralia run something out wide here. That defensive front for St. Mary's is no joke. Love to use your speed from Drew Gibbs and Trenton Talley. Get to the outside, Matt Becker, same thing. Utilize some of the quickness of your skill players. Here is Gibbs to the outside, gets through and into the secondary, gets the first down right at midfield. 7-yard carry for Gibbs.
Tackled by Faracha, ball spotted right at the 50-yard line. Be first and 10, Centralia.
Centralia crowd on the other side of the field coming alive after that play. Quite the crowd we have here tonight. St. Mary's side is where I'm at. You heard the roar of after the touchdown. Despite the cold temperature, this place is pretty packed. So first and 10 from midfield, 5:04 to go. Opening quarter, St. Mary's up 8-0 over Centralia. Run right side. Tally gets to the 45 and taken down the 46-yard line. Gain of 6. By the way, that scoring update brought to you by Hold House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Hold House vehicles have you seen today? HoldHouseAutoHouse.com. I'll say that was closer to a gain of 7, so make it second and 3 at the St. Mary's 43-yard line to get to the 40. Just one of these classic Centralia methodical drives, just slowly marching their way down the field, 3 yards and a cloud of dust. Right side, Gibbs, no keeper. Tally gets the first down, and a flag comes in from a couple of officials.
Run up the middle here. Do you have a flag on the play?
Tally is taken down at the 38-yard line for gain of 5. So getting the first down after a second and 3. We wait for the call from the penalty marker. Two flags came in, one from the far side official, one from the official that was behind the play. It's going to be a face mask against St. Mary's. Huge play in favor of the Panthers. The 5-yard carry is going to count, and they'll get an extra 15 yards after it. And now get it at the 24-yard line, so Centralia looking to get into the red zone for the first time this evening. Fighting for a spot in the state championship game next Saturday at 1 o'clock at Fort Hays State University. Looking to throw over the middle, got a man there, Becker's got it! Juggled it, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown!
Touchdown, Centralia.
Trenton Talley with his 10th touchdown of the season. And Centralia responds with a passing touchdown of their own. Taking advantage of the penalty as well. So it's 8-6, an all-important two-point conversion coming up. So it looks like it's going to be one of those shootout games. We will see. I'm all for it. Hope you are as well. Looking to throw his tally for the two-pointer. He's got him in open. That is going to be caught. And the two-pointer is good. That is Brody Grossnickel. And We are tied 8-8. Don't go anywhere, folks. We got a good one here tonight. Looks like 3:57 left. Opening quarter. You're listening to your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Kansaland Radio.
3:57 left, opening quarter. We are tied 8-8. Mav Becker, a 24-yard touchdown reception from quarterback Trent Talley. 3:57 left on the clock. That drive went for a little under 3 minutes long. 61 yards, two-point conversion was caught in the end zone by Brody Grossnickel. Your drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. What a drive it was for Centralia. A 15-yard face mask penalty put the Panthers in good field position, and they capitalized on the first play after the penalty. So returned at the 8-yard line for the Bears, and not able to get back to the 20 is Hutley. It stopped at the 19, and that Centralia sideline is fired up for their Panthers.
19-yard line.
But can they get a stop against that prolific St. Mary's offense that has over 4,100 yards on the season? Keller Hurla, 3 carries, 22 yards, and a rushing touchdown so far over the air. He's 3 for 3 with 38 yards. From the 19... And first play of the drive, keeper, Hurla, up the middle, gets the first down across the 30 to the 32-yard line. Make it the 33, so again a 14,
Hurla on the
longest
carry.
Run of the day from either team.
14-yard gain, that's good for another St. Mary's Bear.
Make it to the 33. Move the chains in that Centralia defensive line, going with a three-set front. Going a 3-5, or 3-3-5, beg your pardon. Man in motion is Hutley, and they'll keep it with Hurla. He gets stripped up at the 35, taken down at the 36 for a gain of 3. And speaking of, let's take a look at the starters for the Panthers on defense. I was given 4 defensive linemen. It's Will Steinlogge, Nick Thompson, Derek Ronnebaum, and Colton Slater. Linebackers, Brock Reinicke, Drew Gibbs, Brody Grossnickel, Reese Tanking. Quarterbacks, Trenton Talley, Matt Becker, and safety, Jacob Flenty. Like on this play, Talley more playing in the safety role, and so is Derek Ronnebaum as well. Kind of mixing things up here from what I got on my card. 2nd and 7, keeper, Hurla, right side, gets to the 40, he's got a hole, he's in the field, goes down the middle at the 40, breaks the tackle, he's in the clear, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Bears! 64 yards, Keller Hurla to the house!
Keller Hurla, on the touchdown!
He is so incredibly explosive. Once he gets into the open field, he is gone.
64-yard sprint to the end zone.
Back and forth we go here in St. Mary's. We are in for a treat here tonight. So 2:29 left to go in the opening quarter. It's 14-8. St. Mary's going for 2. Hurla keeps it. Right side, same play last time, and he converts once again. It's 16-8. Bears get another score. We'll take a break. You're listening to your game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
KMZA.
2:29 left to go in the first quarter. St. Mary's leads Centralia 16-8. Top two teams in Class 1A battling it out for a spot in the state title. That drive for St. Mary's capped off by a 64-yard rushing touchdown by Herla on an 81 three-play yard drive with a two-point conversion converted by Herla as well. Your drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. HighlandCC going to be getting their money's worth here tonight with their sponsorship. We're going to have a lot of scores here this evening. All right, kickoff for the Bears by Abe Hiracha. It's a little squib kick, picked up at the 25-yard line. Not much returning ability there that time. It's the 34, and that was this time for the Panthers. That was the junior Reese Tankin. So the Panthers will see if they can do it again with another drive. Another scoring drive, that is. And that pass from Trent Alley was his first completion of the game, by the way. So 1-for-1, 24 yards. This is a keeper right side, and Talley has a gain of 3 as he gets to the 37 after the kickoff is returned to the 34. So Talley with 5 carries, 21 yards so far on the day. Mentioned that last week in their 8-7 victory over Opie, he had the team's lone touchdown. And that was a rushing score, was held to 79 yards on the ground, but of course getting the all-important touchdown, and Drew Gibbs getting the game-winning two-point conversion. So 2nd and 7 from the 37. Right side, Gibbs gets the snap, he keeps it, and a flag comes in. Gain of just 1.
Run off the right side, do have a flag on the play.
You also have an injured Panther on the play as well. And that is I couldn't see. I think that was Nick Thompson, but he back to no. It's actually, beg your pardon, read the name, the number wrong. It's actually Will Steinlogge, listed as 53 or 10.
Holding is the call on Centralia.
So it's going to be a holding penalty against Centralia, but Steinlogge, he is able to walk over to the sideline of his own power. We'll keep an eye out on him moving forward. Big piece of this offense and defensive line. So after that 10-yard penalty, it makes it 2nd and 20. One man in the backfield, 4 wide receiver set. Man goes in motion from the far to the near side. Handoff to the right side. Gibbs gets hit at the 25 and thrown down for a gain of just 1.
Counter there by Centralia, but to Gibbs, read by Hiracha.
So Centralia has got some work to do here with a 3rd and 19 after a gain of just 1. And they'll give him a full 2nd yard, so make it 3rd and 18 instead. Gross nickel to the near side, so is Brock Reinecke. At Becker on the far side. Dropping back to pass. Talley under pressure. Rolls to his right, throws. That ball's going to be caught short of the sticks and taken out of bounds at the 35-yard line.
Pass is complete there.
Is Reese Tankin.
Right side. Barach pushes him out of bounds.
Gain of 10.
Gain on the play.
Make it 9.
35. It's 4th and 9.
So 4th and 9, are they going to risk it here, or are they going to go ahead and punt it away? Looks like they are going to punt it. So Gibbs about to boot it away. Hutley back to return for the Bears. This one, kind of a weird wobbler, bounces to the 32, all the way inside the 20, and right at the 20 is where it's marked down. Beautiful kick by Drew Gibbs.
St. Mary's will have first and 10.
Take a 30-second break. 16-8, St. Mary's leads Centralia. Game of the week, 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
First play, a run to the right by James Rezac from the 20 to the 26. So a gain of 6. Rezac's second carry of the game. Centralia punting it away for the second time tonight. And if you're Centralia, you want to try to minimize those punts because the St. Mary's offense has been really been able to hit their stride so far today. And that will be the end of our first quarter. 16-8. Step aside for 60 seconds. Game of the week brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Are you excited to add to your Christmas lights this year? Or maybe just get a string or two up for the holiday? Hein and True Value Farm Supplies have a great selection of all sizes and styles of Christmas lights in stock now. Choose from the new LED lights or the old-fashioned lights. They have multicolored lights, clear and solid colors. They have the C7 and C9 lights and replacement bulbs. They can help you also with the gutter clips you need to get them all hung up nice and pretty. Hein and True Value Farm Supplies in Seneca. Remember them for Christmas lights. And be listening for the holiday specials in their store starting on Black Friday.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
After one quarter, it's St. Mary's 16, Centralia 8. Panthers, number one team in the state. St. Mary's is number two. Out of the break, second and four for St. Mary's on their own 26-yard line after a 6-yard carry by James Rezac, the senior ball carrier. And by the way, that 64-yard touchdown, that got Herla up past the 1,000-yard mark for the season. On the ground, already has over 2,000 yards over the air to boot. Empty backfield, Herla rolls to his left, looking to throw, pump fakes, now tries to fire it downfield, and it is caught! Toe drag swag at the 46-yard line by Abe Hiracha.
Pass complete there to Abe Hiracha.
That one goes for 20 yards.
Another St. Mary's Bear.
Little Nate Burroughs in action for you. That toe drag swag on the sideline. That was beautifully done. That would have been a catch in the NFL. So from the 26 to the 46, it's first and 10.
From the 46.
It's from the Bears' 46-yard line. 11:38 left to go. 16-8. Your score brought to you by Holdouts Auto House in Fairview. Herla takes handoff to Rezac. Fires over the middle. That's going to be caught by Hutley across the field to the 45. Gets the first down. And he'll be tackled at the 43.
Complete there to Nate Hutley. That's an 11-yard.
That one goes for 11. And Hutley with his first reception of the game. And his second time touching the ball. Keller Herla is 5 for 5 with 69 passing yards and 103 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown on the day on just 6 carries. Against this Trilly defense, averaging just 10 points a game allowed. Keeper Herla gets the first down on a first and 10, 11-yard carry.
Keller,
the 33-yard line. Actually, probably say it's a 10-yard tote.
10-yard gain and good for another St. Mary's Bear.
Herla only has 2 carries for less than 5 yards on the day in his 7 tries. Pretty stellar stuff from the senior quarterback. Standing at 6 foot, 180 pounds. Rezac to his left from the far side hash. 2 receivers set. Man in motion. And we keep her for Herla. And the speedster once again gets into the Centralia secondary for a gain of 9. to the 24-yard line.
Keller Herlaw on the carry.
Chunk play after chunk play.
Down and one for the Bears.
And 18 to go in the half. St. Mary's trying to go up by two scores. Not many times at all this season has Centralia been down by two scores. Of course, this team 11-0 only allowed 20 or more points once. Now it was 20 points to Riverside. They won the game 26-20. Huttley in motion to the far side. He'll get the handoff, gets to the 20. He's got some space, the 15, and taken down there. First down, gain of 9.
Nate Huttley on the carry.
As the second carry of the game.
Off the right side, up to the 15. That's good for another St. Mary's Bear.
So inside the red zone for the first time to actually make this the second time today. Bears trying to go 3 for 3 on touchdown drives so far. So from the 15-yard line, Rezac to his left. Three receivers set, two to the near, one to the far. And give it to Rezac up the middle. Got a crease, and he is into the end zone for a touchdown. 15-yard run for James Rezac. That is his sixth rushing touchdown of the season. St. Mary's goes up 22-8. Centralia has no answer for the St. Mary's offense right now. They'll try to go for another two-point conversion from the 3-yard line. Things are looking very good for the home team right now. So Hurla with Brendan Griffin to his right. He'll keep it yet again, and he is 3 for 3 on two-point conversions. All on runs, and it is 24-8.
Good.
We'll step aside for a break. You're listening to your Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College on 82.1 KMZA.
November is National Alzheimer's Awareness Month. Alzheimer's is a degenerative brain disease and the most common cause of dementia. It's the sixth leading cause of death in the United States and is one that can't be prevented or cured. Get the facts. By learning the facts, you can help change the numbers. Each time you talk about Alzheimer's disease, you help raise awareness and inspire action. For additional information about this disease, please visit www.alz.org. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
24-8 on a 15-yard rushing touchdown by the senior running back, James Rezac.
9:27
left to go in the second quarter. Your drive summary, once again, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, but far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. Sure to stay tuned to our website, mscsports.net, for all of our action for state championships next week. We'll have all sorts of coverage. When and where is the question? Run, return by Matt Becker, goes for about 10 yards. It'll take it to the 30-yard line, trip down there, and it's roar from the crowd after that play. They've been very attentive so far today. Got a lot to cheer for as the Bears have a 2-touchdown lead against the number one team in the state, trying to handle their first loss of the entire season. As for head coach Roger Holthouse, trying to stay perfect in his first year at the helm. 9:23 left to go in the half. Tight set. Hand off, left side Gibbs, and he'll plow his way forward to the 35 and falls forward to the 37-yard line. He'll mark him down to original line of scrimmage spotted at the 31, so a 6-yard gain to the 37-yard line. Second and four, Stratton Talley having himself a pretty nice day. 2 for 2 over the air, that 24-yard touchdown to Matt Becker. Also on the ground has 5 carries for 21 yards, a little over 4 yards per carry so far. We'll love a 4-yard carry right here on second and four. He'll hand it off, a little spin in the handoff to Matt Becker. He's tripped up and thrown down in the backfield for a loss.
Run up the right side.
Hit first by Atticus Martin and Michael Gallegos finishing the play. And that goes for no gain. Becker's second carry of the game. Make it third and four.
Brings up third and four.
Crowd stomping their feet, getting loud, trying to help their Bears to get a stop. Handoff, left side. Gibbs trying to bounce it out wide. He cannot, and he is stopped short. And a flag comes in late. Taken down at the 39-yard line. Gibbs on a 2-yard gain, making it 4th and 2. But again, we'll wait for that flag. 4th drive of the game for Centralia. 1 touchdown, 2 punts so far. And it looks like it is going to be against the Bears. See what it is. It's going to be another face mask. First drive of the game, Bears had a face mask that
5-yard penalty on this one.
Put Centralia in a good
from the 44-yard line
field position. And this one will put Centralia at the 44-yard line, 1st and 10. Tight formation and a whistle. And timeout's going to be called by the Bears. We'll take it with them. 30-second break. You're listening to our Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
7:47 left to go in the first half. St. Mary's leading Centralia 24-8 between the top two teams in Class 1A in a spot for the state title. Panthers, after a face mask penalty, get the ball at their own 44-yard line and are trying to get back into the Bears territory. Got some work to do defensively, but on offense, they're trying to just keep up at the moment, which is something they have not been able, rather they have not had to do all season long. So from their own 44, going with that tight formation, 4 men in the backfield, 2 set up to block with 2 potential guys getting the snap. It'll be a keeper for Drew Gibbs getting the snap, and he'll be taken down for a carry of about 3 yards.
Jumps in, runs it down from behind, 3-yard gain on play, 2nd and 7.
As of right now, offensively, not a whole lot going on for Centralia. Only 78 yards on the day of offense. And that's only 3.5 yards per carry. As for the Bears, they're averaging 12.5 yards per carry. So 2nd and 7 from their own 47. 7:10 to go in the second quarter. He's going to get the snap here. It's going to be Matt Becker. Bouncing to the outside, to the far side, tripped up near the line of scrimmage and taken down for a gain of 0.5 yard.
Left side there by Becker.
Trenton Talley over the air has 2 completions out of 2 attempts for 33 yards. We'll see if they maybe go to the air some.
It'll be 3rd down.
Try to catch up. Becker, 10 touchdowns, 5 interceptions on the year. Has the opportunity to get past 1,000 yards over the air with a good day today, both on the air and on the ground as well. Low snap to Gibbs. He scoops it up and hit the 49-yard line, driving his legs, and he gets to the 50. That's a gain of 3, make it 4th and 4.
Carry off the left side there by Gibbs.
As of right now, Drew Gibbs, 7 carries for just 24 yards. And they might have to go for it here, just considering how this Bears offense has been able to just walk all over Centralia's defense. And they're in the huddle as if, like, they're going to go for it. 4th and 4. A long 4. Here we go. Takes a snap. Keeper, Talley, has the 1st down. To the 45, to the 42-yard line. 8-yard carry when needed 4. And a big-time 1st down pickup for the Panthers. They extend this drive. And that is a huge play.
Well, now the 41.
If they don't get that, All of a sudden, the Bears have a chance to turn that into some points, and all of a sudden, we could be looking at 32-8 going into the half. Now, Centralia has a chance to make this a one-score game and keep milking this clock with 5:20 to go. Telly looking to pass. Telly throws far side. That ball is going to be caught for a minimal gain of just 2. And that is Brock Reinicke.
Left side. Connection made to Reinicke. Nate Hudley in on the tackle.
So Tally is still perfect on the day so far.
Completion, second 9 for Centralia.
So after the 2-yard catch, it's, actually they'll say it's closer to a 1-yard play. So it makes the second and 9. From the St. Mary's 40-yard line, from the far side hash, Tally looking to throw another bubble screen, caught near side, and throw down immediately for a short gain is Reese Tanking.
Pass complete there.
His second catch of the day. It's at the 37-yard line.
3-yard completion.
Just a 3-yard play there. Tanking's second catch of the day. Reasonable third down yardage here, 3rd and 6 from the 37. From the near side hash now, 4 receiver set, 2 to the near, 2 to the far, Gibbs in the backfield. Bubble screen far side, the ball's going to be caught by Becker, and a fantastic tackle made by Brendan McCann. A senior wrapped him up behind the line of scrimmage for a 1-yard loss.
It's Becker, but
it's going
to
be 4th and 6.
Tackle on the backfield. Loss of a half yard on the play. It's
that was just textbook by the 6'1", 170-pound quarterback, excuse me, cornerback, beg your pardon. And they'll operate from the far side hash once again. 4th down, and they'll say 6. And timeout's going to be called by Coach Holthouse, his first use of the half. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. 3:52 to go in the half. St. Mary's leads 24-8 over Centralia. You're listening to your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College, here at 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest-cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
KMZA.
4th and 6 coming up out of the break for Roger Holthouse's bunch. Will they go for it, or they decide to punt this one away from the St. Mary's 37-yard line? And that last play, they're going to say, was actually no gain instead of a loss of a yard. Either way, it sets up a difficult challenge for the Centralia offense.
About 37 yards.
Looks like they are going to go for it. Gibbs in the backfield with Tally. 4 receiver set. Tally drops back to pass. Fires far side. That ball is going to be... Was it caught? Yes, it was, for a 1st down at the 29-yard line. Gain of 14.
Reception made by
Nav Becker with his 3rd catch of the day. And they'll move the chains.
That'll be 1st and 10 for the Panthers.
And beg your pardon, that was actually a gain of 8. Had my math off by quite a bit there, but either way, they convert. So from the 29-yard line, back in the bone. Keeper, Tally right side, and Gibbs falls to the ground. His lead blocker, and as a result, Tally can't get to the outside. He's tripped up for a 2-yard loss back at the 31-yard line.
And James Rezac in on the tackle.
And Drew Gibbs, the lead blocker, was trying to get to the outside and help out his quarterback, but he slipped and fell, and as a result, Tally was gobbled up in the backfield. So make it 2nd down and 12 with 3:03 left to go in the first half. Could possibly make this the final drive of this first half since they play their cards correctly and not allow Keller Hurla to get the ball back. Keeper spinning around, keeping it a Tally, and he trips and falls at the 30-yard line for a gain of just 1.
quarterback on the spinner.
Not quite sure
Bears read it.
Why they would have Talley kind of spin around like that, because when he do that, Trenton Talley doesn't really have any sort of momentum moving forward with the ball, so that way, as soon as he gets touched by any sort of Bear defender, he's going down. But if he has some momentum going into that run, he can kind of maybe bounce off the defender and keep going.
Brilliant.
I understand there's sort of a misdirection trying to be attempted, but kind of just throws off the momentum of your quarterback trying to get some extra yards after contact. So third down and 11. Talley takes a snap, looking to throw, looking the far side, one-on-one with Becker. He's got him, and it's caught! One-on-one coverage, Matt Becker goes up and makes the catch. What a spectacular grab, and what a dart thrown by Trenton Talley for a 30-yard score.
Touchdown, Centralia.
Unbelievable play by Trenton Talley and Maverick Becker. Just like that, Centralia back in it, 24-14. Important two-point conversion coming up. And if they don't convert it, it'll stay a two-possession game. Four receivers set. Talley takes a snap, looking to throw to the near side, over the middle. That's going to be caught by Becker. It was a high throw. He reeled it in, and it is back to a one-possession game. It's 24-16. We'll step aside for a break. 156 left. It's 24-16. Don't go anywhere. Good one here on 92.1 KMZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Both teams have been throwing haymakers. It's 24-16 game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College, peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Centralia scoring a touchdown on a 70-yard drive, on a 30-yard touchdown reception to Mav Becker, on a spectacular throw from his quarterback, Trent Talley. And a two-point conversion was successful, throwing back to Mav Becker over the middle of the field. 24-16, where we stand with 1:56 left to go in the second quarter. That's your drive summary, and it's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. Officials trying to, I'm not quite sure what's going on here. Some officials over in the Centralia sideline, and now a timeout's going to be called by Centralia.
Called by Centralia.
Interesting development there. Take this time to remind you that we will have state championship coverage across all of our networks. Of course, depending on the results tonight, we'll have coverage of the Sabetha and Omaha Central winner no matter what, as they'll take on the winner of the Western Substate in the Class 2A Championship. Also, Axtell, still in the 8-man D2 ranks. They have a chance to go back-to-back. If they can win, they will go to Newton, Kansas. And also, how about Holton? They take on Topeka Hayden tonight. That game on her sister station, 93.7 Hare FM. Wildcats won that first matchup. Well, I guess Battle of the Wildcats, but Holton won that matchup. Topeka Hayden ran the opening kickoff back for a touchdown. It looked like possibly the route was on, but Holton was able to keep their composure, stay in the game, and able to rally to a blowout victory. And Holton is running that win streak since losing in their opening game to Omaha Central. As for the Thunder, they are undefeated after winning last weekend.
Reminders here, SFA Fruit Meat Delivery.
They defeated Humboldt in southeastern Kansas.
Sabetha
and Omaha Central squaring off for the second time this season. They played in a Week 8 game for the league title, in which Omaha Central defeated the Blue Jays 24-7. Rematch is going to be in Seneca as well, so both matchups in Seneca. As for the winner of this one, they'll play in Hayes, Kansas, home of Fort Hays State. Back to this one, 1:56 left to go in the half, 24-16 our score. Here is a kickoff by Reinicke, bounces at the 16-yard line. Returned by Hutley, gets to the 30, going to the near side, and we're taken out of bounds at the 33-yard line. 1:48 left to go, plenty of time for the Bears to get another score. We'll see if they can execute. They've been so prolific all game long in producing chunk play after chunk play. Keller Hurla, 64-yard rushing touchdown earlier. James Rizek had a 15-yard rushing touchdown. Also a couple of 20-plus yard receptions from a Paracha as well. This team can do a little bit of everything. They're going to go in an empty backfield for Keller Hurla. Four receivers to the far side, one to the near. Hurla goes to his right, pump fakes. We're going to go deep down the field, one on one. He's got a man there. It's Paracha. He's got it at the 35-yard line and taken down inside the 30, the 28. A Paracha once again breaks free for another big chunk play.
Next to A Paracha, 39-yard pitch and catch.
And it'll be a 39-yard play. That's the longest completion of the day so far. Paracha already has 89 receiving yards. That is his fourth catch of the day. Hurla has surpassed the century mark in both passing yards and rushing yards. Hurla. The man in motion is Hutley. And he'll keep it. Hurla to the outside. Has a crease and he's in the secondary. He is gone. Touchdown. Keller Hurla. A two-play drive.
Touchdown.
67 yards. St. Mary's right back. Centralia gave him too much time. So a 39-yard completion to A. Paracha and a 28-yard touchdown run from Keller Hurla. That is his third rushing touchdown of the game. They'll go for two in an all-important two-point conversion. Keeper, Hurla, middle, and he is in. They cannot stop that same play. He is 4-for-4 on two-point conversions, all on keepers, and it's 32-16. 1:13 left to go in the second quarter. Good one here in St. Mary's as the Bears lead the Panthers of Centralia here in our game of the week brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
St. Mary's now leads Centralia 32-16 thanks to a 29-yard rushing touchdown by Keller Hurla with 1:13 left to go in the second quarter. That was a two-play 67-yard drive with a two-point conversion converted. As that drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Reminder, our halftime show is coming up. We'll have all the unofficial stats from today's game. We'll try to get some scores around the area. Recap, drive summaries, and more. So be sure to stay tuned. It's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Another low scoop kick. It's going to roll to Matt Becker. Picked up at the 17-yard line. Going from the near to the far side. Breaks one tackle to the 20, to the 25. Heads back to the middle. Gets the outside. He's got a crease. He's at the 35 to the 40. Got some people to beat, and he's kicking down from behind. Good tackle by Brendan McCann, who had a tackle for loss earlier. He gets to the 45-yard line, though. That took 12 seconds off. There's 1:01 left to go in the second quarter, but still plenty of time for this Centralia offense. But this is a more methodical offense. Can they generate a quick drive here? Trenton Talley is 7-for-7 with 75 passing yards and two touchdowns. Matt Becker has two receiving touchdowns. He has four catches for 62 yards. Look for him once again on this drive. Just a 1-on-1 play. And he beat his man. That wasn't even a significant blow-by. It was just a fantastic tight window throw by Trenton Talley. for a 30-yard touchdown on their last drive. Two men in the backfield, including Becker, and now he motions to the near side. Motioning to the far side is Grossnickel. Three receiver sets. Low snap, bounces, picked up by Talley, rolls to his left, looking to throw to the far side, and he's just going to throw this away. Smart play. But believe it or not, that's not only the first incompletion for Talley, that's the first incompletion of the game. Both quarterbacks were perfect up until that point. 54 seconds left, 2nd and 10 from the Centralia 44-yard line. It's pretty phenomenal what these two quarterbacks have been able to do so far here today.
That incompletion brings up 2nd.
Taking some extra time here in the huddle is now finally the play clock resets. They get an extra 25 seconds here to run this play, but of course not really needing all of it. From the near side hash, Gibbs and Talley in the backfield, trips to the near side. Talley looking to the near side, just trying to dump it off. It's going to be caught by Gibbs in the backfield. He'll be taken down for a loss at the 44-yard line. Actually, they'll be able to get right back to the line of scrimmage. No gain. It makes it 3rd and 10.
Screen play set up there, read by Dieter.
As Gibbs' first complete, rather, first reception of the game.
No gain on the play. Brings up 3rd and 10.
Grossnickel coming into the game. Rather, that's Reinicke coming into the game to give the huddle the play call here. Clock was going to go ahead and wind down. It's at 20 seconds, continues to tick down, 13 on the play clock, so they might be satisfied. I wouldn't say satisfied, but try to just go into the break with a two-possession deficit. Takes a snap. Talley looking to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Throws over the middle. That ball is going to be... Did he catch that? Or was it dropped? That is caught. No, actually, the two officials are going to come together. It's at the 37-yard line. It was very close. It was partially deflected. They're going to say it's incomplete. It was a very close play.
Incomplete.
And it's the back judge coming in to make that call. He had the best eye on it.
Looks like the ball was trapped there. Brings it back to the...
And the game clock has triple zeros, and that is going to be it, it looks like.
And that brings it close to... Oh,
St. Mary's, what a half of football by the Bears here in front of their very cold but very happy crowd. They lead it 32-16 over the number one team in the state, Centralia. We'll go ahead and send to a break. Again, coming up is your Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. It's St. Mary's 32, Centralia 16 here on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, range land, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767. Oakley Place Adult Care Facility in Seneca is a different type of adult care home, designed to be an alternative to the large institution-type facilities, providing a home-like, less confusing living environment. A high staff-to-resident ratio ensures residents receive the attention they require and deserve. Take a tour of Oakley Place in Seneca, a family-oriented, state-licensed adult care facility for all levels of care. Call Oakley Place for a tour at 785-748-1822.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Halftime from St. Mary's. The Bears lead the Panthers 32-16. St. Mary's number 2 in the state, Centralia number 1. Spot in the state title on the line in Hays, Kansas, next Saturday at 1 o'clock. Jared Sloppy back with you. Kurt holding down the fort in the studio. Appreciate everything he does for us, making us sound good. And as of right now, it has just been St. Mary's offense that has been able to dominate that Centralia defense. Talked about before the game, that was going to be the matchup to watch between that St. Mary's offense and that Centralia defense. As of right now, the Bears are 4-for-4 on their drives, scoring touchdowns. Let's take a look at how it's happened. First drive of the game for St. Mary's. Well, first they got a stop, and then it was a Keller Hurla 6-yard rushing touchdown on their opening drive at 6:10 left to go in the first quarter. It was a 72-yard drive that got them up 8-0. But then Centralia able to score on a slow, methodical drive. At least it started out that way, but then a 15-yard face mask penalty put Centralia in good field position, and they converted on the next play on a Mav Becker 24-yard receiving touchdown with 3:57 left to go in the first quarter to tie it up 8-8. Then right back at it was Keller Hurla, a 64-yard rushing touchdown on the fourth play of the next drive, an 81-yard drive with 2:29 left in the first quarter to go up 16-8. And then after another stop, forcing Centralia to punt for the second time, it was a pass, or actually, no, beg your pardon, sorry, it was actually a James Rezac run of 15 yards that got them into the end zone for the third score of the day, with a two-point conversion good, with 9:27 left in the second quarter to go up 24-8. Centralia needed to respond, and they were able to after converting a fourth down and six in St. Mary's territory. They were able to get a 30-yard touchdown on an absolute dart of a throw from Trenton Talley to Matt Becker to put them up 20, rather to get them back within one score to make it 24-16. It was a 70-yard drive as they converted the two-point conversion. But then St. Mary's right back. Keller Hurla on a 26-yard scamper just 43 seconds later, a two-play 67-yard drive to get a score before the half to make it 32-16 to put the Bears back up by two scores. And by far the most points that Centralia has allowed this season. The previous high was 20, and the Bears put up 32 in the first half. I mean, it's just an unbelievable Bears offense so far. Let's take a look at our unofficial stats from the first half, starting off with the Panthers. Trenton Talley is 8-for-10 over the air with 75 passing yards and 2 passing touchdowns. And on the ground, he has 8 carries for 29 rushing yards. As for Drew Gibbs, he has 7 rushes for just 24 yards. He has 1 catch for no gain. Maverick Becker, he has 3 carries for 4 rushing yards, but his receiving has been the storyline of the day for Centralia. He has 4 catches for 62 yards and 2 touchdowns. Also, Reese Tanking has 2 receptions for 12 yards, and Brock Riney, he has 1 catch for 1 yard. All right, taking a look at the unofficial stats for St. Mary's, Keller Hurla has 9 carries for 150 yards and 3 rushing touchdowns. He's also 6-for-6 for 108 passing yards on the game. James Rezac has 3 carries for 24 yards and a rushing touchdown. And Nate Hutley has 2 carries for 16 yards. As for the receivers, this Abe Haracha has been able to make big-time plays. He has 3 catches of 20 yards or longer. He has 4 catches for 89 yards as of right now. Nate Hutley has 1 catch for 11 yards, and Kaysen Gomez has 1 reception for 8 yards. Looking at the overall game stats, St. Mary's has 2 penalties for 30 yards. Centralia has 1 penalty for 10 yards. But overall, 13.6 yards per carry for St. Mary's on 14 carries, 190 yards. Centralia, 3.2 yards per carry with 18 carries for just 57 yards. And that is a look at your unofficial halftime stats. It's been a very fun first half, very high scoring. However, if you would have told me before the game that it was going to be high scoring, I'd say, yeah, probably sounds about right. But if you would have told me before the game that it was going to be low scoring, I'd have said, yeah, probably sounds about right, because both these two teams have been playing well on offense this year and been playing well on defense as well. St. Mary's came into the game allowing just 13 points per game. Centralia, just 10 points per game. And I mentioned that ridiculous stat that Centralia has only allowed 20 or more points just once this year, and that was against Riverside a few weeks ago. And that was a game where they kind of slept a walk in the first half, talking with Roger Holthouse that week after that game, and they were able to still win that one in a slugfest with the Cyclones. But in this one, it's been anything but that. It's been high scoring, and Centralia needs to get their offense going in the second half to try to keep up with the Bears' offense that has not been slowed down once today. Again, they are 4-for-4 on their drives with touchdowns. We'll go and step aside for a break, try to get some scores for you around the area. and see how those other sub-state games are doing. We'll take a break. You're listening to our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. And our game of the week is brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA. Our score, once again, St. Mary's 32, Centralia 16. Back in a moment.
What do people like most, do you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holtel?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office and the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name means a great deal.
Online at HoltausAutoHouse.com. How many Holtaus vehicles have you seen today?
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
32-16, St. Mary's leads Centralia. Jared Slovy back with you from St. Mary's, taking a look at some scores around the area. How about Axel Canton-Galva? Winner gets to the 8-man D2 final in Newton. As of right now, the Eagles are currently leading, well, I guess they're both Eagles, but Axel leading Canton-Galva 20-16. By far the closest that Axel has had a team play against them in the in the first half so far this season. Well, actually, no, I take that back, because they trailed Caravelle actually after the first half, so I take that back. But either way, Axel being challenged in the semifinal round, they got to execute down the stretch if they want to get past the state champs from a few years ago. And as for Holton and Topeka Hayden, as of right now, Topeka Hayden is leading 17-14. And how about Nemaha Central and Sabetha rematch from week 8? As of right now, the Thunder are up on the Blue Jays 8-7. So those are some of your area scores. Got a great night of football here tonight. And again, winners are all going to the state championship next Saturday at 1 o'clock. All around the state will have coverage. Be sure to keep it locked. MSCSports.net as opposed to in terms of who's playing where on our sister, or rather on our family of stations. I know that's the right word, but as for tomorrow, we have coverage of K-State in West Virginia. Kickoff at 1 o'clock. You can listen to Wyatt and Stan and Matt as our pregame coverage starts at 11 a.m. And if you want to watch it, you can you can watch it on ESPN Plus if you really want to try to fight through that. So once again, our score here, St. Mary's leads at 32-16. We'll go and send it back to a break. We'll come back. Once again, recap how things have happened in our first half and give you keys to the second half. You're listening to our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K16. Want the best? You gotta get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Once again, it's St. Mary's 32, Centralia 16. Our game of the week brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie? Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
32-16, St. Mary's leads Centralia at the half. Second half coming at you here in just a little bit. Once again, recapping how things have occurred so far. St. Mary's 4-for-4 on touchdown drives so far today, thanks to Keller Hurla getting 3 rushing touchdowns on the first, second, and fourth drives of the game, the other one being a James Rezac touchdown. As for Centralia, they have 2 touchdowns and 2 punts, with 2 Maverick Becker touchdown receptions from Trenton Talley, one of 24 yards and one of 30 yards. So let's take a look at keys to the second half. That defensive front for Centralia has to tighten up in the second half because they have been allowing some wide open gaps for Keller Hurla to run through. And once he gets to that secondary, he can make men miss and explode for those big time runs, including that 64-yarder on that second drive of the game. So again, 32-16. And as for the St. Mary's, key to their game is don't let Centralia get on any sort of run in the second half offensively. They were able to get a couple stops so they can get a couple more and keep that offense going. This could be a possible runaway in the second half, which again is something that I really didn't see coming. I don't think very many people saw it coming. And again, we remind you to tune in tomorrow, K-State football Chiefs on Sunday. K-State gotta win to keep their Big 12 title hopes still alive. They control their own destiny. If they win next week, all they have to do is win the Sunflower Showdown next week, and they are going to Arlington. But, however, if KU defeats Texas, K-State can still lose one game and get to the Big 12 title game, since they have a tiebreaker with Oklahoma State and Baylor after blowing both of those two teams out earlier in the season. You know that KU has had some success against the Longhorns. That fantastic finish last year, Jared Casey getting that touchdown in the end zone, or excuse me, that two-point conversion to give the Jayhawks the win. In 2019, they gave Texas a run for their money in Austin. And that 2016 game, that was quite the finish in Lawrence. So KU looking for their first win in Lawrence against Texas since 2016. And that's going to be at 2:30. I mentioned that K-State-West Virginia game is at 1 o'clock tomorrow. And that K-State-KU game in the final regular season matchup, that will be at 7 o'clock. So our pregame coverage will start at 5, so that'll be next week. And how big would it be for, not only for, it's a lot on the line from both teams. How about KU? I mean, how big would it be if KU would knock their biggest rivals out of Arlington with an upset there? That would be quite the storyline. As for K-State, they have a chance to possibly be a top 10 team and go to the Sugar Bowl? Yeah, the Sugar Bowl. And it would be great if TCU went undefeated as well, because if K-State and TCU both went undefeated, a trip to the Sugar Bowl is guaranteed. Because if TCU wins, they go to the playoff. And if TCU loses, then they still would... If TCU loses, then K-State is the champion, and they still go to the Sugar Bowl. So either way, K-State would make it there. So a lot still left to go in just 2 weeks of action. But, of course, TCU is in the Big 12 championship as of right now. How about the Chiefs? Chance to really establish themselves as one of the top teams in the AFC. No, they already are, technically, but they just continue to keep winning. They have a chance to get a week, or rather a opening playoff bye, which is very important. Tennessee Titans getting a win last night. They also have 7 wins. They're 7-3. Kansas City half game up on the Titans. So it'll be against the Chargers. Sunday Night Football will be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's been a good year for the Chiefs so far. All right, so it'll be St. Mary's kicking this one. Or no, returning this one, beg your pardon. All the more reason it was so important that the Bears go down the field and score at the very end. They have a chance to finish off a 2-for-1. Back to return, Nate Hutley and Kaysen Gomez. And we're back underway. Reinicke with the kickoff. Returned by Hutley at the 24-yard line. Rather, the 16-yard line. At the 30 to the near side and take it down at the 34. It's a decent field position for St. Mary's to open up their second half drive. Kaylor Hurla, what a game he's had. Again, 9 carries for 150 rushing yards and 3 rushing touchdowns. Also 6 for 6 over the air with 108 passing yards. The Centralia defense, can they tighten up and get their first stop of the game here? Empty backfield on the opening play. 2 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near. But only 1 foot out wide. They're going to move Hutley in motion. Take the handoff to him. Hurla is going to throw it off his back foot over the middle. That's going to be broken up. Good job by Trenton Talley to break that one up. First completion of the game thrown by Kaylor Hurla. That was not a great throw. He was under duress. Had to get rid of it. Just threw it downfield. If Talley would have turned around, he might have been able to pick that one off. But Talley led his men behind him, so he was trying to play catch-up. He was able to just slap down on Baracha's arms to just make sure that he doesn't make the catch. Well done. Timed that well. Might get a pass interference call. Trips to the near side. Rezac in the backfield. Nobody on the far side. Working from the near side hatch. Keeper, Hurla, far side, trying to bounce it out wide, breaks a tackle, and he'll be taken down for a solid gain of about 4 to the 38-yard line.
Kaylor Hurla on the carry on the right side.
Ronnebaum made the first contact, right, couldn't bring him down. Senior. So it's third and 6. Chance for Centralia to get their first stop of the game. Would love to get a 3-and-out right out of the gate, get the ball back, go right down the field, and make it a 1-score game once again. Got to take care of business here, though. 3rd and 6, quick throw in the middle. That's going to be caught. First down, Hutley to the 45, and down at the 47-yard line. Well done. It's a 13-yard pitch and catch.
13-yard completion. That's good for another St. Mary's Bear.
That's the first completion of the half for Hurla. As for Hutley, he makes his second catch of the game. They're going to say that was actually a gain of 14 yards to the 48-yard line. Man in motion. Keeper Hurla gets to the 50 and into Centralia territory to the 47-yard line. So a gain of 5.
Hurla on the carry. 5-yard gain. Gets into
Perla now has 159 yards on the ground. And again, 3 rushing touchdowns, including a 64-yarder on their second drive of the game. 32-16 our score, St. Mary's leading Centralia. Your score brought to you by Holt House, Auto House in Fairview. Second down and 5. Wind start to pick back up again. Perla hands it off. Hutley in motion. He's taken down by Ronneball. Nice play for a gain of just 1.
Sweep there to Nate Hutley. About a 0.5-yard gain on the play. Tackle there by Ronneball.
Makes it 3rd down and 4.
Brings up 3rd down for the Bears.
From the Centralia 47-yard line, 9:53 left to go in the 3rd quarter. Opening drive of the half for St. Mary's. Empty backfield. 3 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near. Perla throws it over the middle. That's going to be caught for a 1st down by Haracha at the 37-yard line. Gain of 10.
Perla steps up in the pocket, delivers a strike right to Haracha. Connection is made at the 30.
So Haracha, with his 5th catch of the day, he has 99 receiving yards. Just what an absolute bullet over the middle by Keller Herla. Now has 132 passing yards on the day.
Bears have
8 for 9, just the 1 incompletion. That was the 1st pass attempt of this 3rd quarter. Lance put out wide to the near side. That's Kaysen Gomez, the 6'2", 190-pound senior. 7 men on the line of scrimmage. Keeper, Herla. Does go to the left side, now goes to the right. Breaks away from a tackler. Gets to the 20, 15, 10, 5. And he is in for a 36-yard rushing touchdown. That is his 4th rushing touchdown of the day. And it is 38-16. With 8:54 to go in the 3rd quarter. That is a huge score for the Bears out of the break. And that is a 2-for-1. So they get the score with 1:13 left in the 2nd quarter. They get a stop for the break. They get the ball right out of the break. And they get another touchdown. And it was 24-16 with 1:56 left in the 2nd quarter. Another 2-point conversion coming up for the Bears. Perla is 4-for-4 with his legs on 2-point scores. And he'll try to throw it, and that was a broken play. It's incomplete. Looks like he was supposed to be a keeper, but he was under duress. He tried to just flip it to Rezac. It's incomplete. 38-16, our score, 8:54 left. St. Mary's dominating Centralia, sub-state round. We'll step aside here in our game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters with great prices for all your applications, and they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. FM, KMZA.
Keller Herla gets his 4th rushing touchdown of the day, a 36-yard scamper for a touchdown. 8:54 left to go in the 3rd quarter. 2-point conversion was no good. That's your drive summary brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Centralia looking to see if they can respond on their 1st drive of the 2nd half, and they need it. Get back in his game. Becker returns it at the 18-yard line. Gets the 25 along the far side, and he fails to get to the 30. Actually, no, second effort does get past the 30.
Panthers on the return there.
Excuse me, gets to the 32-yard line.
Just past the 30-yard line.
So it is a do-or-die possession for Centralia, now down by 22 points with about 20 minutes left of game time. Running onto the field is Trenton Talley, trying to rally his team, get back within 2 scores. Gibbs in the game is going to line up on the line of scrimmage on the near side. There's a snap, and it's going to be a handoff to Matt Becker. He's taken down the backfield for a loss. And Becker kind of came down awkwardly, and he's going to limp away from that tackle. And he looks shaken up. I think it's his leg.
The
loss of two, and Becker is struggling here. He's barely putting any weight on his right leg. And that's really hate to see that with the day he's had. Two receiving touchdowns of the day. He's going to go ahead and trot off. He is jogging over to the sideline, so looks to be at least good enough to do that. But, of course, some of those hits are going to feel a lot worse with how cold it is. Temperature dropping below 20 here in St. Mary's, Kansas. Taking off. Tally stuffed in the backfield for another loss. That one's going to be for a loss of three.
And again, another sluice of Bears hit on the tackle.
It makes it third down to 15.
Loss of about four on the play. Third down for the Panthers.
All the way back to their own 28-yard line. Need to get to the 43. 7:38 left to go, third quarter. Need this third down conversion, or at least get close so they can go for it on fourth down. Because it is desperation time, even though it's early in the third quarter. They need to score on this drive. They have to have it. Tally drops back to pass. Under duress. Fires. Far side. Looking for his man. Incomplete over the head of his intended target, Reese Tanking. And it's going to be fourth down and 15.
Good pressure put on by Haracha. That'll bring it fourth down.
And that play only had two, maybe three guys go out for a route on that play. There was not a lot of guys going down the field despite a third and very long, and St. Mary's was able to drop a bunch of men in coverage. As a result, nobody was going to be open. Centralia, I think, had too many men blocking on that play, not enough going out for routes. So it's fourth down and 15. And this is going to be punted away by Gibbs. It's a high punt. First bounce at the St. Mary's 46-yard line, rolls inside the 45 down to the 41. So good field position for the Bears coming up. We'll go and keep it right here. Once again, sub-state championship, eastern part of the state, Class 1A, St. Mary's Centralia. The Bears are 9-2. Centralia is 11-0. St. Mary's looking to get back to the state title game for the first time since 2006, and they're also hoping for their first ever state title as they lost in the 2006 game to Smith Center 56-26. As for Centralia, they're looking for their fifth ever state title, and their first since 2019. These two teams met in the sub-state round in 2009, and Centralia won that game and reached their first ever state title. First and 10 for the Bears from their own 41-yard line. Hurla hands it off and stuffed in the backfield for a loss. Good start to the drive for Centralia defense.
Run up the middle there to Brendan Griffin.
Brendan Griffin gets his first carry of the day, and it's a loss of a couple. 6:45 left to go, quarter number three. And what a great crowd we've had all night long. Centralia side, it's pretty full. Got a bunch of folks standing trying to stay warm. Same thing with the near side, except the bleachers are totally full, and we have some standing room as well. Second and 12, fire over the middle. That ball's going to be caught at the 48-yard line.
Complete there to Michael Gallegos.
Michael Gallegos making his first catch of the day. Gain of 9.
9 yards completion.
So that makes it third and 3. Good job by Hurley to step up in the pocket and fire that ball to his open receiver. He just looks like an absolute natural. The 6-foot, 180-pound senior quarterback has just been striping it. Third and 3 from their own 48-yard line. Hurley throws to your side. That's going to be caught by Hutley. First down, across the field, all the way down to the 42-yard line of the Panthers.
Hutley, that's a 10-yard completion.
10-yard pitch and catch.
There.
Second catch of the half for Hutley. Third of the game, all have been 10 or longer. 3 for 35 is Hutley. Move the chains against St. Mary's has not been held anything less than a touchdown today. Their first drive of the second half was capped off by a 36-yard rushing touchdown by who else? Keller Hurla. 4 rushing touchdowns of the day. He is 12 for 195 on the ground. Unreal day from Hurla. Hurla is going to be tripped up for a loss That was a broken play right side of the defensive line for Centralia all over that play.
Option right there, denied by the Panthers.
And that time it was Miles Wimberly with the tackle. Well done by the senior for Centralia. And that will be a loss of a couple. First time that Hurla has been tackled for a loss today. He has not been sacked. And that was his first carry that has been less than 3 yards. And of his 13 carries, 10 of them went for at least 6 yards. So second and 12 from the Centralia 44. Keeper Hurla left side gets to the 40 and splits a couple men across the 35 and falls forward to the 33-yard line. So gain of 11.
Hurla on the carry, following blockers off the left side.
That puts him over the 200-yard mark on the day, 14 for 204. He's also 10 for 11 over the air with 151 passing yards. The senior is just having a field day against one of the best defenses in the state among all classifications. Third and two. After that 11-yard carry. Now keeping himself, gets the first down past the 30 to the 28-yard line, maybe the 29-yard line, so we gain it 4.
Keller Hurla right up the middle.
Just makes it look so easy.
The 29-yard line.
So on the other side of the bracket, it's Inman and Conway Springs. Both teams are in District 7, and in the regular season, the Cardinals of Conway Springs won that meeting, 35-14. That was at Conway Springs. Tonight's game also at Conway Springs.
First 10 from the 29.
The Cardinals had an opening round bye as well, worth noting. Winner of those two games playing Hayes, Kansas, Fort Hays State University football field. Bounce to the outside is Hurla. Gets the 25 to the 20, down the sideline. Hit and taken out of bounds. And a flag is down. For the moment, it's a gain of 17, but we'll see if it holds up. And it will not. It's a holding. So bring it back. First penalty of the half for either team.
Hold is the signal here.
Look at first and long. It's a spot of foul.
Ball spotted at the 34.
Penalty, so it's going to actually be a penalty of 5 yards. So first and 15. Spot of foul penalty here in Kansas High School football. That puts it back to the 34. Again, first and 15. 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. St. Mary's up 38-16 over Centralia. 1A sub-state final. Hurla, option right side. Going to keep it and trying to throw it over the middle. He's got a man down there. Hiracha, and he overthrows his man. First misfire of the game. He puts it on the money. That's another 6.
Fast incomplete there.
But instead, it's a second incompletion of the game. He's now 10 for 12. And that makes it second down and 15. Might as well take a shot. Your offense is feeling it. You can pretty much do anything you want on the ground game. Might as well take a shot. As we approach the bottom of this 8 o'clock hour. Inman is actually leading Conway Springs 16-6 early in the fourth quarter. Appreciate Kurt for sending me that. Kurt holding it down in the studio. Hurla rolling to his right. Steps up in the pocket under pressure. He gets hit. He's taken down for a sack. Miles Wimberly making another play on defense for Centralia.
35-yard line.
That's going to be a loss of 6. First time Hurla has been able, the first time Centralia has been able to get to Hurla. So mark him all the way back at the 35-yard line. Needs to get to the 19. So it's 3rd and 16. 2:20 now left to go in the 3rd. Hurla, one man in the backfield. That's Brendan Griffin. He'll dump it off to him. Gets to the 35, has some room to run at the 30. 25, and loses the football out of bounds. Lucky break for the Bears, but it's a pitch and catch of 13 yards to be 4th down.
It's up to about 23, fumbled out of bounds. Bears will retain possession.
Let's see what they do here if they try to just keep it going. I don't think that punting is really an option. So it's going to be 4th and 4. Crowd getting loud, but really they shouldn't get quiet here. And they're going to take the handoff. Hurley gets in the backfield and taken down for a loss. Turnover on downs. Guess who? Miles Wimberly.
Panthers.
His second tackle for loss of the game.
Turnover on downs.
And the Panthers take over. A big-time stop. Centralia has a chance to get back within 2 scores so they can get a quick score here. Centralia does have to act quickly because, of course, as mentioned, they're down by 3 scores. But they're going to go with that tight formation here on 1st and 10 from their own 24-yard line. And it's a handoff to Matt Becker, who's back in the game. He gets thrown down at the 30-yard line. Solid gain of 6 on the first play.
Center back there. Becker takes
that is just their 4th offensive play from scrimmage of the second half so far with 1:32 left to go and counting left in the third quarter. The 2nd and 4. Same formation. And this time it's Brock Reinicke gets the snap and he plows forward to the 36 for a first down. Reinicke with his second touch of the day. Had a 1-yard reception earlier. And his first carry.
6 first and 10 for Panthers.
Now 1:05 left to go in the quarter. Not really in any sort of hurry, it appears. Trying to do their thing and put points back on the board. Spinning and running forward as Trenton Talley gets hit at the 39 and taken down there. You mentioned it's very difficult to get yards after contact when they do that. And that gain of 3 makes it 2nd and 7 from the 39-yard line. 38 seconds left. They will have to get one more playoff for the end of the third with 28 seconds left on the play clock and 32 on the game clock now. They're taking a long time in this huddle, just walking up to the line of scrimmage. Obviously, no sense of urgency. Same formation. 2nd and 7. Takes a snap. Talley hands off. Gibbs left side has a hole. He gets the 45. And dives into the secondary for a first down at the 49-yard line. Gain of 10. That is the first carry of the game for 10 or more yards for Centralia. It has been tough sledding for the Centralia offense today.
First and 10.
And it looks like that will... Actually, they're going to mark them down at the 49-yard line. So a gain of 9. So actually take that back. And that is going to be the end of the quarter. 38-16, Centralia has got some work to do. They trail by 3 possessions. A spot in the state title is on the line. Game of the week brought to you by Peru State College, 92.1 KMZA.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Are you excited to add to your Christmas lights this year? Or maybe just get a string or two up for the holiday? Hine and True Value Farm Supplies have a great selection of all sizes and styles of Christmas lights in stock now. Choose from the new LED lights or the old-fashioned lights. They have multicolored lights, clear and solid colors. They have the C7 and C9 lights and replacement bulbs. They can help you also with the gutter clips you need to get them all hung up nice and pretty. Hine and True Value Farm Supplies in Seneca, remember them for Christmas lights. And be listening for the holiday specials in their store starting on Black Friday.
Kansaland Radio.
12 minutes separates St. Mary's from their first chance or their first state title appearance since 2006. By the way, Canton Galva takes their first lead of the game over Axel 24-20. Former champs currently on the ropes. Of course, the Isaac Detweiler still a ball game. Centralia gets the ball out of the break at their own 49-yard line. First play of the fourth quarter is just a 1-yard run to the left side by Trenton Talley. mention that Centralia has not had a run of longer than, they haven't had a carry of 10 yards or longer all night long. That Drew Gibbs carry of 9 yards right before the end of the quarter was their longest run of the day. They have a couple of passes longer than 10 yards, including a 24-yard touchdown to Becker and a 30-yard touchdown to Becker. That's it. Those are the only two plays that have gone longer than 10 yards. And off to Becker, bounces to the outside, has some room around the 40, gets a first down, and loses the ball out of bounds at the 37-yard line. So there it is, their first 10-yard or longer carry. It's by Matt Becker for 13.
Get up to about the 37, bring the first 10.
Temperature has really dropped here at St. Mary's. It was cold when it started, but it's gotten a lot colder. No wind, thankfully. Trying to see if I can get a temperature for you. It is 19 degrees here in St. Mary's, Kansas. It was 14 this morning when I woke up. That wind was blowing, so it was a lot colder this morning, but still, I mean, being out here in the cold is not fun, especially when you're getting hit. Trent Talley runs left side. Beg your pardon, that's Gibbs. Gets to the 35, and he'll be taken down there for a gain of a couple. I think it's 2nd and 8. Centralia just really needs one of those explosive splash plays like they were able to get in the first quarter. Because they are running out of time. Already a minute 20 gone in the final quarter. They've only gotten a couple plays off. So from the St. Mary's 35-yard line, it's 2nd and 8. 3 men in the backfield. Becker motions out to the far side of the slot. Talley looks to throw. Over the middle, that one intercepted. It was intended for tanking. It's picked off and thrown down at the 37-yard line on the interception. That is Michael Gallegos.
Interception, St. Mary's.
And that might do it. With 10:20 left to go in a 3-possession game, Centralia had their best opportunity to score in the second half, and they throw an interception.
Ball spotted at the 39. First
they'll say that St. Mary's will get the ball at the 39-yard line.
Mashed potatoes and gravy, that is.
Again, 10:20 left to go in the fourth. Chance for St. Mary's to really put it out of reach here. Perla, keeper, over the middle, and not much doing that time. Gain of just a couple. So Centralia, certainly they tried for one of those long plays, but it backfires. It's really unfortunate because Talley, before that, was having a very nice day. But here in the second half, he is 0 for 2 with 2 interceptions. In the first half, he was 8 for 10. Of course, the Bears taking their sweet time here. Second and 9 from their own 40. 9:35 to go. Handoff Hurla to Ezak, and he's got room in the secondary to run. Gets a hole, gets to midfield, Pyle pushing him, and he'll be taken down at midfield.
Ball was down before the ball popped out there. James Rezac.
Excuse me, Rezac, beg your pardon.
10-yard gain, and that's good for another.
The gain of right at 10 yards. That was Rezac's first carry of the second half. He has 4 carries for 34 yards, and that's a rushing touchdown. So Keller Hurla, 11 for 13, 164 passing yards. He also has 18 carries for 4 rushing touchdowns and 203 yards on the ground. From midfield, 2 men in the backfield for Hurla. Takes a snap, hands it off. Rezac. Takes a hit, stays alive, and gets another yard or two after the contact to the 46, gain of 4. Well done by the senior back for the Bears.
Carry there, 4-yard gain, 2nd, 6.
St. Mary's has never won the state title. As mentioned before, if they win, they can get to the state title game for the first time since 2006. As for Centralia, their odds of getting back to the state title game and winning the state title for the first time since 2019 are slowly starting to dwindle. Empty backfield for Hurla. Man in motion. High snap keeper. Now Hurla is going to go ahead and drop back to pass. He throws it over the middle. Hit as he throws. That's a jump ball. That's going to be batted in the air and incomplete. Reese Tanking batted that ball up in the air.
That's just incomplete.
As mentioned, Hurley got hit as he threw it. That was a dangerous throw. Kind of almost looked like it was just one of those wobbly Hail Mary type plays. So the clock will stop on a 3rd and 6 coming up. That was just joining us. Hurley was a perfect 6 for 6 over the air after first half. He had 3 rushing touchdowns in that first half. Continuing to add on to it here in the second half. Only 1 touchdown between these 2 teams in the second half, and flying ahead for a first down is Rizak. Gets to the 34-yard line. Gain.
James Rizak on the carry up to the 38.
Gain of 8.
Mary Fair.
Needed 6 and got 2 more than that. So down at the 38-yard line, 7:44 left to go. And the St. Mary's crowd starting to feel it. From the near side hash. Trips to the far side, handoff. Rizak has a hole to go through, and he breaks a couple tackles in the secondary, and he is gone. Touchdown Bears. 38 yards. James Rizak. And that will do it. Forty-4-16. And they will go for 2. They are 4 for 5 on 2-point conversions today. Excuse me, 5 for 6, beg your pardon. Man in motion. That's Huttley. He'll get it, and he is in. He dives to the far side.
Good.
And it makes it 46-16. Who would have thought? Centralia getting blown out here in St. Mary's. We'll take a break. You're listening to your game of the week on KMZA 92.1 FM.
November is National Alzheimer's Awareness Month. Alzheimer's is a degenerative brain disease and the most common cause of dementia. It's the 6th leading cause of death in the United States and is one that can't be prevented or cured. Get the facts. By learning the facts, you can help change the numbers. Each time you talk about Alzheimer's disease, you help raise awareness and inspire action. For additional information about this disease, please visit www.alz.org. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
Who would have thought this? Centralia, the number 1 team in Class 1A, getting blown out here at St. Mary's. Number 2 team in the state leads 46-16 with 7:24 left to go. Sub-state round Class 1A playoffs here in the state of Kansas. Matt Becker back to return. Reese Tanking back as well as Trenton Talley. And kicking it away is Abe Baracha for the Bears. Both teams have just been doing low squib kicks, mainly because that football in this cold is just so dang hard to kick a long ways. Arash is lined up, takes the steps, and squibs that to the 30-yard line. Tally has it, and gets the 35 hit there, running over defenders, and takes it to the 38-yard line. Good field position for the Panthers, but it hasn't really mattered. It's been the St. Mary's defense that's been able to shut down this Centralia offense. You know, all season long, Centralia has all been about just barely squeaking by opponents, having just enough offense to get past their opponents. But here tonight, it's not working as St. Mary's has been able to find the holes and find the gaps of their offensive line. Keller Hurla, just what a day. 367 yards from scrimmage total. 203 on the ground, 164 over the air. On right side for Gibbs, he has a nice gain past the 45 to the 47-yard line and a 9.
Here, there by Gibbs, Hurla on the tackle.
9 yards, John.
And for the Centralia, they just haven't been able to be very efficient today. They only have one carry that's been longer than 10 yards. It was a 13-yard carry by Becker on the last drive. Last drive looked promising for the Panthers, but an interception over the middle by Michael Gallegos with 10:20 left kind of sealed the Panthers' fate. Here's a snap to Reinicke and flying forward, and actually bigger part, that is not Reinicke. Rather, that is Miles Wimberly with the carry.
Right, Reinicke. Ball spotted at the...
No, that was Reinicke, beg your pardon.
First and 10, Australia.
It's the 44 for a first down. Gibbs runs to the right side, and he's able to dive to get to the 39-yard line, so we get a 5. So far, looking at the ball carriers for Centralia this evening, 11 carries, 49 yards for Drew Gibbs, 11 carries, 30 yards for Trenton Talley, 6 carries, 21 yards for Maverick Becker, and 2 carries for 12 yards for Brock Reinicke on the day. As for Trenton Talley, 8 for 12 over the air, 75 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. And he was 8 for 10 in the first half. He's 0 for 2 with a pick in the second half. Here's a little sneak up the middle for a gain of a couple. And the ball carrier on that play was Reinicke. That makes it third down and 3. 5.5 left to go. And Centralia's season is going to come to a disappointing finish at 11-1. And what a year it has been, though, for Roger Holthouse in his first year at the helm, as a run to the right side is for a first down to the 34-yard line. Trenton Talley with the carry. As for St. Mary's, they're going to advance to the state final between the winner of Inman and Conway Springs. Earlier we saw that Inman had a slight lead over the Cardinals of Conway Springs. Conway Springs won the regular season matchup pretty handily as well. And that game will be played at 4A State University. So first and 10 from the St. Mary's 33-yard line. Talley looking to throw. Scrambles to his left, looking downfield. And he's going to avoid one tackler. He's going to pull it down and run it. And he gets past the 35 and see what mark him out, maybe the 33-yard line. So maybe he'll be able to get back to the line of scrimmage. Let's say he's down to 32, so a gain of 1.
1 yard gain on the play.
Recognizing some of the seniors here for Centralia. Nick Thompson, Drew Rumbo, Derek Ronnebaum, Miles Wimberly, Brock Reinicke, Trenton Talley, Drew Gibbs, to mention the starters on offense, what year it's been. But unfortunately, they're going to come up just short here this evening against a very good St. Mary's team. Definitely did not see this outcome coming, though. This is going to be a fairly evenly matched game. So here's a handoff right side for Gibbs. And he'll gain a few on a second and long. Gain of 5.
Like Zach Hook, you know, tackle.
Ball spot at 27.
Brings up third 4.
Miles Wimberly as well. I mean, what a day he's had. On defense, had a couple of big time tackles, had a sack, stop on a fourth down play. What an impact he's had on this team this year on that defensive line. As here is a keeper right side, Talley on a 3rd and 4. He's going to be dropped for no gain. So 4 minutes and counting between St. Mary's and our first appearance in the state title game since 2006.
Well, all in on the tackle there.
Saturday, 1 p.m.
Fourth down for the Panthers.
For all state title games, of course. Sure to stay tuned for our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. We'll check in on how those other games are doing. I'll see if we have any score updates right now. Here it is, 4th and 4, run left side, Matt Becker, and falling forward, he gets a first down, a gain of 6. Jump by Becker. What a playmaker he is. Matt Becker, a junior, get one more year for Centralia. Holton, man, they have really surged here. They have scored... See my math right. 20 unanswered points to go up 34-17 over Topeka Hayden. As for Nemaha Central, they lead Sabetha 24-14. Here's a fumble snap. Callie picks it up. He fires over the middle. That ball's going to be caught by Tanking at the 20-yard line. That's a gain of two after all is said and done. First completion of the second half for Trenton Talley. And Tanking makes his second grab, makes a third grab of the game, first of the second half. The second and eight. Talley takes a snap, handoff. Gibbs up the middle, the 15. And able to get a nice gain down to the 13-yard line, gain of seven.
Gibbs on the carry. Abe Barasa in on the tackle.
So that makes it third down and two.
Third down.
Talley looking to throw. Near side, the ball is going to be dropped. Grossnickel, the man, trying to make the play, unable to haul it in. That makes it fourth down.
That'll bring up fourth down for the
2:15 is what the clock stops at. Ball at the St. Mary's 14-yard line. Need to get to the 12. He's trying to get some more points here before the season comes to a close. Of course, basketball season coming up here in just a couple weeks. And Gibbs is going to be hit, and it's going to be very close to getting a first down. I don't know if he got it. We'll see. They might have to do a measurement here. Again, he needs to get to the 12. It's like he is right on top of it. His first effort looked like he was stopped short, but then able to spin off a tackler, and they're going to say he didn't get it.
Start the game, turnover on down.
So 2:05, St. Mary's tonight's the game right here. We'll see if Roger Holthouse uses his timeouts, but I don't really see a purpose of doing so. St. Mary's is going to get their first state title berth since 2006, and they're going to win it here 46-16. What an effort by Keller Hurla. Again, be sure to stay tuned for our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. As you're listening to your game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College, Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. So it looks like they're going to be in their victory formation here with 2:05 left at their own 13-yard line. They're taking an E.
Hurla will kneel the ball there. Start to run the clock out here with just under 2 minutes to go.
And a reminder that we will cover Holton if they hold on, Nemaha Central if they hold on, and Axtell. If they can get their victory against Kent Galva and win from behind, come from behind and get the victory, we'll have some updates for you during our post-game show on the scores there.
We've still got another game to play here next week. I'm Hayes on Saturday, November 26th.
As the crowd's starting to feel, they're getting geared up as the PA announcer says there's another game next week. Taylor Hurla, one of the most spectacular performances you will see in a sub-state game. Just unbelievable performance. And a couple of these kneel downs are going to get him right near the 200-yard mark. And I think if he kneels it down one more time, then it will be 200 yards exactly on the ground. Which it's really, I guess I understand why they have to count those as carries, but kind of frustrating. It ruins some of the efficiency numbers for Keller Hurla. So, despite from these two kneel downs, he has 18 carries for 203 rushing yards. Do one more time. 37 seconds left. Gets the final kneel down. And that is your ball game. 46-16 is your final score. St. Mary's is on to the state title game. And Centralia's season comes to a close. We'll step aside for our break. We'll have our post-game show coming up next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate, here on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMCA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
So
I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town. And get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed. And get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Centralia season comes to a finish. Our final score, St. Mary's 46, Centralia 16. Here on our post-game show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at beoutdoors.com. Take a look at your unofficial final stats from tonight's contest. First, for the Panthers, Trenton Talley finished his day 9 for 14 with 77 passing yards, 2 passing touchdowns, and an interception. On the ground, he had 14 carries for 35 rushing yards. Drew Gibbs had 13 carries for 57 yards. He also had 1 reception for no gain. Maverick Becker had 7 carries for 27 yards and 4 catches for 62 receiving yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. Brock Reinicke had 3 carries for 14 yards. Reese Tanking had 3 catches for 14 yards as well. And as for St. Mary's, as they're ringing their victory bell over here as they celebrate a state title berth, Taylor Hurla is your player to bank on. Your player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. He finishes with 364 yards from scrimmage with 200 yards even on the ground on 21 carries. He was also 11 for 14 with 164 passing yards and 4 rushing touchdowns. James Rezac had 7 carries for 84 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns, and Nate Hutley had 3 carries for 17 yards. As for the receivers, Kaysen Gomez had 1 catch for 8 yards, Abe Hiracha 5 catches and 99 yards, and 3 catches for 35 yards for Nate Hutley. Looking at your overall stats from tonight's contest and total yards for the Bears, 463 yards against the Centralia defense that was allowing only 10 yards a game, or excuse me, 10 points per game. As for Centralia, they only had 210 yards of total offense. Bears are averaging 9.3 yards per carry. Centralia only averaged 3.6 yards per carry. Only one turnover on the game, but it was a costly interception as Centralia had a chance to score to make it a ball game again, and it basically sealed the game in the fourth quarter. It was Michael Gallegos who picked it off with 10:20 left to go in the game to seal their fate in the state title game. So congratulations to the Bears. They're going to face Inman in the state title game next week, 1 o'clock in Hayes. As for some other area games, we have Nemaha Central defeating Sabetha, not defeating, but up on Sabetha 24-14. The other 2A game, Kingman leading Southeast of Saline 14-6, an upset that would be with Southeast Saline being the number one team in the state there. And as for 3A, Holton still rolling over Hayden 34-17 in Andale. They are clobbering their opponent 36-0. And, Andale certainly the team to beat in Class 3A. Well, that's going to do it for us. Thank you so much for tuning in to our coverage of Substate Football on 92.1 KMZA. Jared Sluppy, Kurt Hillman back in the booth. Again, your final score, St. Mary's 46, Centralia 16. And we're going to sign off. Hope you have a great weekend again here on KMZA 92.1 FM.